What's up, Dutch Nation? Today on the podcast, 20-year veteran, Grants Pass regional operator, Crystal Jackson joined us. Let me tell you something. We went deep. Touched up on such things as controlling your emotions, just taking the time to reflect before you speak, showing up early, the importance of being prepared, and then we took a nice stroll down memory lane. First item of Dutchware, the origin of energy drinks being sold in the stands, and all kinds of change that's happened in that 20-year span, and just change in general. It's an exciting thing, and it's just kind of fun to look back and see how far we've come. So enjoy the Crystal Jackson podcast.
Welcome to Dutch Bros.
Yes.
Podcast.
Welcome to the podcast.
Special guest today.
Very special.
Hey.
Oh, what?
Crystal Jackson. Hey, Crystal. Tell me, like, who are you? Let's go deep.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Who am I?
Right?
I am a mother of four or five.
Or six.
Crystal, depends on how many we take in this month. That's pretty much all.
That's it? Yeah. I mean, that does take.
Just
that's like a full-time
a lot,
job.
And I'm a mom of a
yeah.
lot.
You've been working at DB for, what, 45 years now?
Pretty close. Jeez. I started in 98.
98? Mm-hmm. It's your Twomper year right now.
Is it?
20th it anniversary.
Is. But I took a 2-year
oh.
break. But
yeah, sabbatical yeah. away.
That doesn't count.
Yeah, you so you're only, yeah, so 18. Nice try.
Yeah, so lame. So lame.
Well, your sister, though, worked before you did,
nope.
right? She didn't?
She took my job when I left.
Oh, good. Oh. Good for
yeah.
her.
That's the good way to exit. Have your replacement lined
she
up.
Took, but, yeah, she took over.
And so, 98, you're a senior in high school. Why'd you apply? Or did you apply?
Honestly, I didn't really apply.
What happened?
JJ Herzog was the manager at the coffee house at the time.
I love JJ.
Good dude.
I'd known him for years. Weren't like good friends or anything. I just knew him from like church and stuff.
You dated him?
No, I did not date him. But I don't even remember his buddy's name, but I think his buddy kind of liked me.
Oh, jeez. JJ's buddy liked you, huh? Talk
so he's
to
just
me about
wingmaned
that.
More like, oh, that. I'll hire her.
I don't know.
I'll hire her, man, and then you can come by and visit me more often, and then, you know.
We'll still be guys, friends.
Yeah.
Back then, I was so shy.
You
really?
Were?
Like, I was so shy. I still am shy, but.
Like an angry shy.
No. I used to get angry at you when you would come in, though.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You were a little turd.
Obviously, you've worked for way too long because you're losing your memory.
Anyway, yeah, so he was like, hey, do you want to work kind of thing? And I was like, yeah,
did you
I
have
do.
Any other jobs before?
Yeah, I was a bread girl at Albertsons.
A bread girl? Mm-hmm. That's what an actual position?
Yeah, I like cut up samples of bread, specialty bread.
Were you wearing gloves?
Sure. I mean, I don't know if you had to wear gloves back then.
I don't know, it was 98.
It was so long
ago,
you know?
Back in 98,
they didn't care
we
about
didn't
that
even
stuff.
Have to wear gloves.
That's pretty good.
Just wore my little apron. That's great.
What? That's it?
Just an apron.
Wow.
Make great like, Johnny Kimsey. Shout out.
Yeah.
Shout out oh, shoot. Who's so, better?
Were you working at Albertsons when you got offered the job at DB? Or were you not
no,
working at the time?
It was a summer job, so I went back to work there, and you had to take an honesty test, and I failed because they said I was too honest.
Oh,
some things wow. you shouldn't be so honest about is what they said. I think I was talking to JJ and he was like, you want to come work here?
You
and I was like,
here?
I really
like,
do.
We don't have honesty tests, but if you lie to us, we'll kill you.
Pretty much.
That's wild.
Really
an
weird.
Honesty test.
Mm-hmm.
And you failed the honesty
test. So how did they say you failed? Like what exactly?
Well, because I had worked there before, so they wanted me back. They were like, okay, you just have to take the test. And I was like, okay. And then I took it, and they're like, yeah, you didn't pass. It wasn't like a test. It's not like...
It's just asking questions.
Yeah.
So you did get graded on it, though.
Yeah, I failed.
You got an F.
I mean, so I don't... There was like... I don't know if you passed or failed, but I did.
I don't think they still have that.
What question did you answer to, honestly?
I don't know, but it asked stuff like... I don't know. Have you ever done drugs? And I don't remember, but it was just like.
She's like, yes.
But
yes. I'm from Grants Pass. Of
I still have
I
never done a drug.
Good for you. Not even
caffeine.
Well, okay. Caffeine, yes.
Yeah. We've all done that.
A little
meth. I do decaf. Does that count?
Anyway.
Okay. So you get
okay,
you get
so
in.
I get
work
hired.
At the coffee house.
JJ was only the manager while I was there for like a month, and then Trav took over. And then Trav was my manager for a while.
Oh, my gosh. How was that? Scary.
It was not scary. He wasn't scary. He's great. I remember one morning because you could not play country.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I was, but I remember I was wearing like overalls and had my hair in pigtails. I do remember that.
So you were cowgirl. Walked in
and I was like, crap, he's going to be so mad. And he just like, hey, and left. And then like a week later, we had a meeting and he complimented it. And wow. I was like, I thought he's like, the vibe like, hey. When you walked in was really good. I was like, look at that. He's, see, country's it, not so bad.
That was the Dutch bros honesty test. They're like,
yeah.
Okay.
Always give him a kind answer.
We'll fix you.
Christine worked there too at the time.
Schmidt?
Holy smokes. Wow. I remember those days.
We don't speak of Christine's name because she always ducks us. We
yeah, she doesn't. She's the one person that has continuously denied.
I wanted to deny.
She
I feel
failed
like
the
if
honesty
I
test.
Do it, she oh, should yeah. have to do it.
That's there you go. I like that.
Yeah. I'm going to tell her that.
All right. Be like, yeah that's.
Christine, rub it in. Be like, what's up? I did it.
Say it was really hard, but you know, it was worth it. All the glory that comes from it.
Like, no glory.
You Crystal? I heard you on the podcast.
We've changed lives on this couch.
You guys do a great job, though. Seriously.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Well, I blame it on Mark.
Yeah.
Me too.
I don't know how to use a computer. At what point did you take the two-year sabbatical there?
I went to Portland State, and then I would come back over Christmas and spring break, and
yeah,
I would
always
work. Yeah,
all breaks, and you'd always work. Yeah,
yeah they
it
was just like,
it wasn't like
again.
It is nowadays with employment.
Yeah,
it was
exactly.
Like, hey, oh, you're in town? Cool, we got some shifts for you.
Yeah, cover. We could use you.
Yeah, they were all, because it's always the busy times, right?
Yeah.
The good days.
And then I would come back, and I worked at downtown with Shane. And then I moved.
You moved?
Doesn't make sense. But I moved out of Oregon.
That's a move.
The next year. And that's when I took that two-year break.
And then when you came back, where did you go right to downtown? Is that where you?
I was at US Cellular getting a new phone. And Shane walked in and he's like, oh, you're back? And I was like, yeah.
He's like,
well,
cool.
Do
you
want to work? And I said, sure. And I came back, and
yeah,
now I've been here ever since.
And this is Shane Roberts, just for the record.
Yes.
Yeah.
For those who don't know.
He wasn't as nice as you made him sound, though.
He can be
very
nice.
He is. No, he is a great. I love Shane. Me I too. I intentionally used to try to piss him off, though. I mean, it was just part of my
upbringing. Yeah, and it happened.
I had to.
He was a hard ass.
Yeah, it was good.
But anyone who worked for him, they were awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I respect it.
Yeah.
I wish I could have been that.
Yeah, I can't. I just
more
can't.
Of a hard ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could have taken some lessons from Shane.
I know, Kristen knows.
Mark doesn't see negative in anybody, only positive.
No.
Poor guy.
I know.
It's great. What a.
It's okay.
I've been taken advantage of my entire life. But how do I change?
By yourself. You've been taking advantage of your own kindness. Were you always at downtown? And by downtown, I mean, for everybody that doesn't know, that's it's the original Dutch Bros.
OG.
Mm-hmm. The OG. DB001.
The first.
I was never the assistant, though. Foz was the manager. So, I mean, I was kind of like a manager.
So you were really managing.
Yeah,
you were never the assistant. Yeah. When Foz became, you were technically assistant manager, but you were really managing.
Right.
Foz was great. And then I got married and started having kids, so I could just work like a couple days a week.
Yeah.
And then once McKenna got to be a year, shopping center manager opened, and so I applied for that and got it. And did that for a year and then went to Hillcrest for...
I don't remember you at shopping center. I
wasn't
remember
there
you at
very
Hillcrest,
long.
Though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely remember Hillcrest.
It was less than a year. Yeah. And then they moved me to Hillcrest. And then I was there for a few years. And then I've been doing this.
You went from Hillcrest to now regional operator.
Yeah.
And that has been an interesting transition too, because you went from being regional manager to now the regional operator, which basically you oversee all of Grants Pass as a whole instead of under Trav. Because as the regional manager, Trav technically was the operator. But
I
not
mean,
really.
Yes.
That's a thing,
It
right?
was a very confusing
so, yeah.
time,
yeah.
yes.
Well, remember when Trav was regional manager for like 6 months?
Oh, yeah.
Or
and he was
do
like, just
remember?
Run it like it's your own. And
that
I,
was
so
crazy.
Everyone was just, oh, yeah, I'll do this and I'll do that.
It was a party.
Funny. It was a party.
It was a flashback.
Oh,
I had a flashback of 6 months.
I had a blast.
Yeah, I had the opportunity to get to work in the stands with you a little bit, Crystal. It was scary.
You
she gets so mad. I'm like, all I'm doing is walking over across the street and buying lotto tickets. Why are you so mad?
There'd be three of us on.
Yeah.
You and Foz and me. Uh-huh, and yeah. You and Foz would argue like brothers. Whoa. And then you'd say, we're gonna go get tickets, and you both would leave and go get lotto tickets.
Yeah.
And then I would just be doing everything.
You're welcome. We he was, get you now.
He was prepping you.
I am just to getting the position you ready. Yeah. Today. It's a huge like preparation of like, hey, you do it. You are
Can you imagine doing that now? I mean, you probably can't.
Lotto tickets just aren't as fun anymore.
I just can't imagine walking in and just having one employee while there's like 20 cars in line.
You got this.
And you're like, it's fine.
I just got that smile. From my dad. You know, I can't help fine. It. You know, I remember like his whole thing would be like, oh, you want to get a job? Cool, come on in here. And then he'd leave and the person would be like, frozen, like, and then somebody walk up, they're like, hey, can I get a mocha? You'd be like,
I don't know what that is.
And then just be laughing.
So true. Oh my gosh.
You stuck around a long time.
I know.
You're still in it.
I know. It's great.
What do you love so much about DB?
Honestly, it's made me a different person. Like, I was super shy. Everyone always says this, so it's pretty cliche, but I know I wouldn't be who I am without it.
Yeah.
It's been different things to me at different parts of my life. So obviously when you're just going to school and you're young and you're just having fun and it's a great job and then you're managing people and you're still at the window every day. And so everyone always says they want to make people's day, like the customer, you want to make their day, but really they're making yours the whole time.
Yeah. Mm.
So that's what I think I miss the most about like the job that I'm doing right now is I don't get to interact with all the customers like that. And so that was a big change when I started doing this is I don't feel that fulfillment every day.
Right, yeah.
They make you feel so special, and that's your job is to make them feel special.
Yeah.
But they're actually filling your cup every day. But now I get to work with these managers and these assistants and all the employees as well, but I get to watch them all get better.
Yeah.
And the employees that, you know, use this to do something different and you get to help them along the way, and they're so excited when they leave. And they're like fulfilling their dream. I don't know. I feel like Dutch Bros just makes you a better person. And I get to watch everyone do that. So nice. I think that's like the best thing right now.
What has been your least favorite? Working with Brand and Jim.
No, I wouldn't change that. That was great.
I know. It made you so much faster. But yeah.
My least favorite thing. I wouldn't say it's like all the time. I remember one mom when their son was in high school. He wanted to work at Dutch Bros. And they're like, I don't want you to work there.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? Why? And they're like, well, I don't want him to like just do Dutch Bros and decide not to do anything else with their life. Like, I don't want him to fall into that. And that like hit me hard because it is so fun. You want to do it forever.
Yeah.
It's easy.
But I think that's where the whole compelling future and like trying to get people to do more and use it as something that will make their life better. And, you know, have fun, but it's not the party scene that it once was. Mm. And so I think that was probably the hardest time was trying to figure out how do we change that around? How in our community do we make it so parents want their kids to work here?
Right.
And I think that we've done a pretty good job with that now.
Yeah, I feel like it's evolved quite a bit. I feel like there always kind of was this underlying kind of heart of developing people and growing people and stuff, but never really like as intentional as it now. It's like that is the purpose. And before it was just kind of like this unsaid kind of thing that just kind of went on. And that is a fear of mine is like, I don't want people to come in and work for DB and put in all this time and years of their life. And then at the end of their DB career, walk away with nothing to show for it.
Yeah.
You know, and like that's a hurtful thing, but I believe that's with anything though, you know, I mean, wherever they go. And so it's not just a Dutch Bros fear, but it's just a life fear. We live in a time now where you don't have to be stuck anywhere at anything. What I love so much about DB as a whole is you can do so many things outside of it, even being in it full time. It creates so much opportunity in relationships, you know, communication and how to actually interact with another human is getting harder and harder as we get more plugged into our phones and social media and stuff like that. And so I feel like, we've kind of turned that corner. It wasn't a fun corner to turn.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
No. It was painful. Those painful experiences kind of give you the best lessons.
When we talk about change, there used to not even be Dutch wear. Like, you could wear whatever you want. And I remember the first polo, it was a polo, a tank top polo. That was like a seafoam green.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That was the first thing that I remember getting because they gave it to us. And it was like, look at this. So great. Check this out. But, you know, the continual change and trying to get everyone on board. And I feel like that was a painful process, too. But now managers or leaders, they're like expecting the change and they see it as a challenge.
Yeah.
And it just keeps us going, you know?
I remember Ryan Eaton and I. We went to the mall and had black visors, and on it we had it stitched in Dutch Mafia on the side. Yes. And it was like the first Dutch Bros like hat, you know, and it was like a, it was a visor, and it was like so gangster. Oh, so, so nice. What kind of coffee did you start? Did you even drink coffee? What do you mean, and now where you're at?
I didn't drink coffee. Wow. I wasn't allowed to. I was Mormon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're, the caffeine is the no-no. Would you, could you have
decaf? Not just caffeine. It was like coffee in general wasn't. You weren't supposed to drink coffee. Yeah. I drank Coke like it was going out of style.
Yeah.
But yeah, couldn't drink that.
Love me some McDonald's Coke.
Yeah. Gosh,
so good. so damn good.
But when
give me some fries and a Coke from Mickey D's, so, and I'll just change my life.
And it's kind of got like a bigger straw.
Yeah. It does, man.
It really does. So you can chug more. You don't have to take it dirty, but it's true. Everyone loves a bigger straw.
It's real.
It's more sticky than dirty.
That's why they kept making the cups bigger.
Yeah.
I know. They're like, what size would you like? I'm like, oh, I'll just take it a small one. It's like a 44 ounce. I'm like, how's that a small? Okay.
I'll drink it.
So, okay, well, you used to drink some like Italian sodas and hot chocolate or something? Or what?
When
was your first coffee then?
I don't remember. I'm sure they made me drink a Dub shot at one point, and then it all went downhill from there.
So. I've definitely slammed a Dub with you.
Oh,
at least once or twice.
I do it right now if we had it.
What was your first like go-to drink then?
Iced Americanos.
Really?
I really think that's
you
what I
never lived.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, no, and I used to love the yerba mate.
Oh, yeah. The mates were delicious.
Yerba. Mm-hmm. The bottled ones.
Those raspberry ones were like so fire. Good.
Dude. Mm-hmm.
I think the employees were the only ones that drank them, though. That was the problem.
I know. Maybe a little bit of a freeze. Ooh, especially right after you clean the machine. Just a little bit of freeze.
And I wanted like a dirty freeze. I'm
such
like, hey,
a good texture.
Have you cleaned that machine? No? Good. Give me one of the freezes.
Give me the dirty stuff.
Give me that one that has the resin buildup. Dude, this is the trippiest part. I remember when I was managing Agnes years ago. It was before Rebel, before Red Bull. And I would stop in, and whoever was coming on second, you'd always like pick up energy drinks for everybody. Because we'd have coffee, but then it was like, so we get those Mountain Dew ones. What were those called? I don't even remember what those are called. Mountain Dew one, and then I'd have the,
it was in a green. Red Bull sliced can, though.
But it, and it was
Amp.
Like Amp.
I think.
What it was? Yeah,
Amp?
Something
I think
like
it
that.
Was Mountain Dew Amp, like AMP.
And it tasted good.
It did.
And then we get a Rebel, and then I'd always get, you know, the McDonald's dollar breakfast burrito.
And the fat straw.
So good. So were you the one that brought in Red Bull to begin with?
No, me as a whole? No, actually, in town locally, it was really, I think, Motown. Chad would always have a case in there.
Yeah.
He'd always just buy a case, and it was just for his people. Mm-hmm. You know. And then it started getting popular in Reading where they were putting flavors in it, and then it was just like, whoa, this is kind of...
Brilliant idea.
Yeah, thank you. What's your routine like before you would go open back in the day? Would you just... Because I would literally sleep as much as I could and then just bomb down there, you know, last minute. Sometimes I'd take a shower, depending on how much sleep I got.
Yeah, I definitely slept as long as I could.
Yeah.
And then just got there and either, I don't know, back then...
Do you remember
nothing? I think cheese? I just ate muffin, or we had those little donut holes
for
a while.
Did you ever the cream cheese coffee cakes?
Oh yeah, remember I was those? Just gonna say that.
Put those on top of the machine for a bit.
Yeah,
those were really.
But
good.
I mean, I was not prepared at all.
Ever.
I mean, it was just like, let's try and survive here.
Yeah.
Right.
What was your greatest lesson that you kind of learned throughout that? Because now you're not in the stands anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the greatest thing that you can kind of draw from that you inform these newer
youngsters.
Broistas?
Come prepared. Like, don't just show up and like your shift starts at 12 and you got your sandwich and you're eating it at 12:02.
Yeah.
And
like, no, it's
just,
all good.
Oh. It's fine. I'm fine.
I'm almost done.
I know. And I'm so bad because I am right on time. I'm not early ever.
Yeah.
And I'm not usually late. I just know how to get there on time. Yeah. I recommend being early.
Yeah.
Because people get so mad. Like, if you show up 1 minute late, the crew is, like, pissed off. Not at me, necessarily.
They're like, why
now,
did you let this happen,
like,
Crystal?
Like, because I'm not usually like that. But, you know, if there's someone who's either right on time or a minute late, I mean, the crew hates them.
When someone's late, you feel, and I'm king of lateness, and so this is not intentional by any means, but I think there is a perception that, oh, you don't value my time.
Exactly.
Right. And it's funny because if someone's late to me, on me, I'm like, really? La, la, la. I'm actually on time?
Yeah,
and
but you're going to be late? I mean, do you think
like 15 minutes to me.
Yeah, if someone's like late.
5 minute grace period.
Like there are certain people that are late.
Yeah.
My sister is late.
Always.
All the time. Mm. And we're not talking like a minute or two. We're talking a half an hour.
Yeah. I'm late a lot. But I do feel like though nowadays there should be this kind of expectation. Like, dude.
I have friends. Know you're going to be late. That's okay. They will remain nameless. But there's been a few different times where like I will intentionally tell them that something is happening 30 or 45 minutes earlier than it's actually happening in the hope. Knowing. Like setting up tee times for golf.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I actually got the tee time for 8 o'clock, but I'm telling them 7:30.
Yeah.
And they'll show up at like 8:05 still. It's like, hey, perfect.
If it's something I'm paying to do, like golf, I should be allowed to be a little late. I'm paying for this. It's my experience that I'm getting. You know what I mean? But yeah, it's interesting. What are we talking about? Where are we?
Crystal.
Yeah.
That's...
just 20 years deep. Crystal.
Mark.
I'm going to get kind of deep on you.
Oh, right now. Goodness. Good.
Oh, no.
No, I just feel like we're in this weird place as Americans right now where there is some turmoil and unrest with the females and feeling a little bit undervalued. And you're a person who's rose to the tops of Dutch Bros. What do you say and how do you encourage all these young ladies to live up to their potential? And I see you as a strong woman and a good role model to our gals. So what are you doing to prep them for their next steps in life?
Oh, man. So weird because, of course, I'm all about strong women. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I mean, at home, there's a blue and a pink zone. And I'm okay with that. Like, I'm okay with like scrubbing the bathroom, but Robert's gonna do the stuff that really sucks that like I don't wanna do.
like fixing holes in walls and stuff like that?
Yeah, and like dirty stuff like crawling under.
I just figured it out, bro.
Crawling under the deck or like unclogging like drains or like just doing stuff that I'm like, I do not wanna do that.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm okay with like a blue zone and a pink zone. And sure, we'll cross over every now and then. That's
fine. That purple zone, it exists.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
But
that's probably where I live, actually.
I think I'm in the purple zone.
I'm in the purple zone.
But how do I prep them? I think my biggest advice for women, this is where I think a lot of them go wrong. Don't be so emotional. Don't get so upset over the little things and don't be so emotional.
Dude, I am in the pink zone. I'm an emotional roller coaster. No, I am this. I'm a feminine dude. I figured it out.
Yeah,
but so many of them just react on emotion.
It's true. No, I see it. Then you see it in your like, kids. You have daughters.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. So, you know, my kids are so emotional. Stuff.
I know there's a saying, having thick skin, you know, right? But being a sensitive person, what are some tools that I could use, right? Or that a young lady or a young man that just is a sensitive and emotional person, because I think it's not just ladies on that world, you know, with their emotions. You
definitely
know?
Not.
But,
but a lot of them are.
How do you deal with it then? What's a healthy way to deal with emotions? Because I do believe that people deal with their emotions in an unhealthy way a lot of times. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's abusing themselves or, you know, abusing things like, you know, alcohol or drugs or, you know. Or even like trying to find value in giving themselves away.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So totally.
I would say just be quiet when you're emotional. Don't react and just start talking because you say things that you don't really mean.
Yes.
So like just be quiet.
Yeah.
Even was talking to someone the other day and I was like, you know, just don't get upset at everything. And they're like, well, if I hold it in, then I'm just going to explode. And I'm like, well, you don't have to hold it in. Like, you can write it down. Yeah. You can digest your thoughts. And then after you digest it for a little bit, you realize, man, I'm being kind of silly.
It's not as big as I thought.
Or, irrational. Yeah.
Why am I so upset right now? Or why did that affect me? And then all of a sudden, the why, you can come up with a way to communicate in a healthy way.
Yeah.
You know, because there's a why to what you're feeling. But, I mean, other than that, for women, you can do anything. Same with men, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
If you really want to, it doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. But I hope that I'm raising my girls to be just strong, kind individuals. Yeah. New Year's resolutions are crazy to me. But as a family, we sat down and we came up with what we want as a family. It was getting to the point where people would just snip at each other, like say things that were just kind of rude. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden people are yelling, and I'm not a yeller. And I finally decided, like, let's choose to try and just be kind to one another.
Yeah.
And I feel like if I raise daughters who are kind mm-hmm. and strong, I think, like, I've done my job.
You did your job, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it is something, too, that's easy to get conditioned out of. Because it's easy to turn off the sensitivity as well.
Yeah.
And when you don't care at they all, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I think there is this interesting, cool balance. And I shouldn't say balance. It's almost the off balance. You know, mm-hmm. being like kind of like, whoa, always kind of adjusting, you know, mm-hmm. on it. But along with that kindness needs to be like authenticity, you know, yes. like true kindness.
Not that cheery kind that's like kind of annoying.
Yeah, where you're like, they're always happy and you're like, dude, come on.
Yeah, you're right. Not, life is be not real. That great.
One of the things that I've been doing as an emotional man, I've been going running. Because I'm not very good at journaling. And you do have all this stuff where I'm like, I'm just going to bite my tongue. I'm just going to, you know, like hold in. It's a sweet way to release that energy from me, you know, like, and I can exhaust myself physically so that when I reflect on it, it's not as big or as intimidating as it was or as brutal or as heavy, you know. It's like, okay.
One thing that I've kind of learned in like the last, I don't know, maybe year or so is it's not always like the sum of all its parts in your mind. But you can hear things initially, and it can just put you into like an instant state of negativity.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You don't even know what you're in for yet. You kind of equated it to just like being quiet. Also, maybe realizing it's not what you think it is. Right. Give it some time, you know?
Yeah, give it time. Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, if you can take it like, okay, I got you on that for a sec.
Yeah.
You know, and it, instead of letting your mouth run.
Yeah, and you just might not even be getting all the information. You're drawing conclusions and assumptions when you don't even have all the details, you know? And there's a lot of change that happens in life and with our work especially. And yeah, you can perceive something that isn't even real. Certain times where maybe I felt like, what's going on? It's like, well, dude, chill for a minute. It's definitely served me well because I've proven myself wrong a few times. Like, oh yeah, that first thought you had,
oops,
way wrong, dude. Like, that's not what's happening at all.
I'm glad I didn't pull the trigger on that.
Yeah, exactly. And just start flying off the handle.
Well, I mean, it'll be interesting in the next 5 years, you know, where Dutch Bros is at.
Yeah.
I mean, if it grows at the pace that they're planning on, I mean, it's going to be pretty great, you know? Right now, I look at my managers.
Yeah.
And they could all go be an operator.
Yeah.
At least like 6 of them right now that I would 100% say they should do it. Yeah. And I can't wait for them to do it.
Yeah.
So I look forward to that. My daughter Olivia is starting this week at DB one of the stands.
No.
So
way.
It's like a whole nother, awesome. Think of your kids. I mean, they'll be there before you know it. Yeah. And same with Trav's
it's
and
a trip.
Marley worked. And it's like,
it's so crazy.
It's going to happen so fast.
Truthfully, they're coming into it, and it's a lot harder today than it was when we were in the stands. You know what I mean? Like, coming
definitely.
In. But the thing that's amazing is, like, the people that are in the stands right now are so unbelievably talented. This is the first year for Drink One for Dane that I didn't work in the stands. And it was just so intimidating because I'm
intimidating.
Like, I don't want to mess the show up at all because they're doing stuff. And the other aspect of it was, like, I really don't know a lot of these people anymore, you know, because it's changed. The people have changed. And that's one of the things that's kind of nice to what we were talking about earlier is that, you know, like, people are not just sticking around and working at DB forever.
Right.
Sitting back and watching the whole show go on, it's so impressive of how they function. If you had anything that you could say to everyone out there that's in the Dutch Nation, that whether it's a young lady looking to continue to progress in her career or it's, you know, some young man that's just working the graveyard shift or whatever it is, what kind of advice would you give the young broista out there today?
I would say work hard and really use this as a tool to, like, better yourself. And if you want to be an operator one day, that's awesome. And the best way to do it is to just work hard and do the little things every day. I mean, not going to someone saying, what can I do more? Every day, be the best and you're going to make it.
Yeah.
But you got to do all the little stuff.
Yeah.
And I think that would help you in like every job you ever have. But I think that's the biggest thing is people are always like, oh, well, what can I do? I just want to stand out. And what can I do? It's like, well, yeah. You can stand out every single day that you work without asking.
I feel like the people that need to be told what to do are not the ones that are going to stand out. Because if you're saying, hey, what can I do? It's like, well, open your eyes is what you could do.
Yeah, like make sure every drink's great.
Yeah, and oh, you know what? Look, there's trash. You could pick that up. Or, you know, whatever. Yeah, wipe down that cupboard. It's like, easy.
There's so much.
Rotate the milk. What do you mean? There's a lot. You know,
be the person that everyone looks to as like, I want to be like that person. They're really awesome. But I'd say enjoy this because it's going to go by so fast.
It does. It's fun though.
Definitely.
Enjoy the ride because this is a good. It's a good little journey we're on. Well, thanks for spending some time with us on the red couch today.
Well, thanks for having me. Hey, I did really good. We're
gonna. Yeah, I'm blown like, away how clean. Like the amount you cursed was.
I didn't
amazing.
Cuss, and I cussed like a sailor.
Yeah, that's what. I mean, I remember.
That's why you lost your job as bread girl.
Yeah. It's too honest.
Too honest.
Too honest.